This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. In the U.S. state of Colorado, Donald Trump has been disqualified from serving as U.S. president and kicked out of the presidential primary in Colorado next year. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports the state court ruled in a lawsuit against Trump appearing on the Colorado ballot.
The state's highest court made the historic decision on Tuesday over the former president's role in instigating violence against the government in the Capitol attack by his supporters on January 6, 2021. The 4-3 ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court was based on a rarely used provision of the U.S. Constitution. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment bars officials who have engaged in insurrection from holding office. Trump is now the first presidential candidate in history to be disqualified from the White House under that rule.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe, who says Trump's campaign said they will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, calling the decision flawed and undemocratic. The European Union reached agreement early Wednesday on new rules designed to share out the cost and work of hosting migrants more evenly and to limit the number of peoples coming in.
As of this morning, at 8 o'clock, we do have the agreement on this holistic European framework. This is a proud testament to the fact that Europe can deliver solutions on issues that matter to the many. And this is the case on migration.
That's European Commission VP Margaritas Schillers. Representatives of the European Parliament and EU governments reached an accord after all-night talks on EU laws, collectively called the New Pact on Migration and Asylum. This is VOA News. Hamas's top leader has arrived in Cairo for talks on the war in Gaza. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The militant group is putting up stiff resistance in the territory after more than 10 weeks of heavy Israeli bombardment and fierce urban combat that has killed nearly 20,000 Palestinians. Ismail Haniyeh's visit Wednesday comes a day after Hamas fired rockets that set off air raid sirens in central Israel. That was a show of strength during a war that has devastated much of northern Gaza and driven some 1.9 million Palestinians from their homes. Israel has called on the rest of the world to blacklist Hamas as a terrorist organization, but the sides have recently relaunched indirect talks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Demonstrations continue in Serbia against alleged voter fraud following calls by the main opposition camp to protest the weekend's election results. The results have been marred by reports of irregularities. The vote saw President Aleksandar Vučić claim a commanding victory in parliamentary and local elections. The Kremlin said on Wednesday there is no current basis for peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, and that Kyiv's proposed peace plan was absurd as it excluded Russia. According to Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, quote, "We really consider that the topic of negotiations is not relevant now." Switzerland's capital is examining a pilot scheme to allow the sale of cocaine for recreational use. It's a radical approach to the war on drugs that is not thought to have been tried anywhere else before.
Well, we have quite good data from wastewater analysis here in Switzerland, and we know that it's, compared to other countries worldwide, we are quite on top. It's about 5% of the population using cocaine, but it's not rising. It's a sort of plateaued over the last 5 years, so to speak. It was on the rise before, but now we have plateaued as far as we can tell.
That is Thilo Beck. He's the head psychiatrist of the Arud Zentrum for Addiction Medicine. Bern's parliament has supported the idea, which still needs to overcome opposition from the city's government and will also need to change in national law. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.